This is an RNIB talking book.
King Edward VIII, the official biography by Philip Ziegler.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Disc 2. This book is on two discs.
Chapter 17. The Last Weeks. Until the very end of King Edward VIII's reign, he could, when the circumstances were right, play the royal role with outstanding skill and gusto. On the 11th of November, he went with the First Lord Hore to spend 2 days with the Home Fleet at Portland. Away from what seemed to him his enemies at court and in Whitehall, visiting the service which was still closest to his heart, he relaxed, enjoyed himself, and gave vast pleasure to the sailors in so doing. Hore wrote of his surpassing talent for inspiring enthusiasm and managing great crowds. At a smoking concert on HMS Courageous, he announced that he was going to see what was going on at the other end of the hall. He pushed his way through and started community singing to the accompaniment of a seaman's mouth organ. When he came back to the platform, he made an impromptu speech that brought the house down. Here, indeed, was the Prince Charming, who could win the hearts of all sorts and conditions of men and women. Prince Charming returned to Fort Belvedere.